Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. How y'all doing out there? This is the Poetic Energy Network Station, and this is your hour with us here on the Thursday Night Live Open Mic. And this is the week of the Battle of the States once again, and our theme is passion. You can spin it any way you want to spin it. I'm so looking forward to you. A couple of you shared some of your pieces with me, and I'm looking forward to hearing them over the airwaves tonight. But I know you guys have to just, you know, settle in and just get ready and revved up to read your pieces. So I'm going to get it. Oh, wait a minute now. Royalty is here. I see that my co-host has arrived. And I'm trying to connect him in a minute. It's, there you go. All right. I'm going to connect my co-host in and let him do what he do. Mr. Stevie G, how are you?
I'm just chilling. How you doing? I'm in a very silly mood tonight. I don't know why. I must be sleepy.
All right, we know what that means then. Any character might come out tonight. But that's all right.
How was your week so
all right.
far?
Well, I do see some people on the air already, ready to get it in tonight here on Battles of the States. I know that passion brings people come to the doorstep, and I guess we just going to let them rip right now, Stevie G. What do you think?
Let them do their thing. That's what we're here for.
All right. I know that's right. All right. We're gonna take two calls. I've been here from the beginning, so we're on the clock. Take a caller from the 216 area code. You are on the air with Poetic Key and Mr. Stevie G. This is the Battle of the States. Our theme is passion. Who do we have stepping up to the mic, and what state you representing?
This is Nate Dizzle, and I'm repping Cleveland, Ohio.
Ohio in the house. And how you doing, Nate?
Pretty good. How you doing?
What's up, Nate?
I'm doing great.
Not much. How you doing, man?
I'm chilling, bro. I'm just me, man.
What's good? How y'all New Year coming out?
What'd you say?
I said, how's your New Year turning out?
Not bad. Pretty good so far.
That's cool.
Nate always brings some flavor to the show. So what flavor you bringing tonight? I hope it's some passion, because that's what we're looking for.
Oh, yes, it is. It's, this is called Second Chances.
All right. Let it rip.
Look, all right. She came back into my life for a second trial run. Should have let her stay where she was, because after the first run, she was done. She reminded me of a cheetah. She reminded me of cheetahs that are locked up in a zoo who can do 60 miles an hour, but because of the fence that's around them, they're not able to do that. She was beautiful and had plenty of potential, but the fence that surrounded her mind had me thinking, this chick is mental. To unlock, or cut a hole in the fence and release these cheetahs will be easier than cutting a fence, than cutting the fence in her mind. Because even when released, she was one leopard that never planned on changing her spot. I brought the water to her, but there was no getting through to her. She was like a monkey who had a vine, and that I thought she had let it go. I thought I was the ape that ruled her planet. Come to find out, she had backup vines. Just in case one breaks, she's not about to lose what's at stake. A roof over her head and all that goes with it. Chilling over your girlfriend's house across town for a week straight, which gave me time to contemplate. Engine number 9 going down Chicago line. If the bitch should jump the track, do you want this scallywag back? N.O. spells no, and you are not it, ho. A good friend of mine seen her coming from the direction of her ex. He said, you mad? I said, nah, no need to be hurt or perplexed. These lies of hers no longer get me vexed. She's a train that jumped the track. In fact, I take that back. She was never on it from the beginning. Two cannot walk together except they agree. After this chick, I'm good. No more for me. That's my piece.
You definitely put a spin on passion tonight with that.
Tonight, and what state you representing?
This is Jazzy Sedelic, and I'm representing Nashville, Tennessee.
Hi, Tennessee. Hi, Jazzy. How you doing this evening, sister?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm ready to hear you just let it break it on down tonight.
How is the country music capital of the world?
But surprisingly, as you can see, it is not just country. Nashville has a lot of talent.
Excuse me, I was
know that.
Waiting that it only had country music as talent. I just know it's the country music capital. Okay, show us your talent. Go ahead and do your thing.
I will. This piece is called Essence of Sensuality.
Mm. All right.
The way he touches me makes me wonder if his hands were created to complement my body. He outlines my curves with his fingertips, gently grabs and grips my hips, excites my lips when we kiss. Ah, the essence of sensuality. His caress makes me undress. Well, you know the rest. I won't go into detail, just know that he does me well. He gives me chills that melts me, placing me in his comfort zone. Inside his arms is my home. I can live there forever. I wish. Ah, the essence of sensuality. Candles lit, I'm digging who I'm with, listening to a jazzy, psychedelic mix, grooving. So we perfect music notes, highs and lows, curling my fingers and toes. You know how the story goes. Always a hit, no miss. Ah, the essence of sensuality. Thank you.
Go ahead, now.
All right, let me clap it up for my sister. Jazzy, the essence. All right, you definitely represented Tennessee, and you know what? Stevie G, you know, she represented Tennessee, so she definitely let you know that it ain't all about country tonight.
Exactly.
Oh Lord. Very good piece.
Thank you. Just let people know how they can reach out and touch.
You can reach out and touch and download some of my pieces on my Reverb Nation page. It's reverbnation.com/jazzysedelic, JazzySdelihC.
All right, y'all heard my sister Jazzy. Check her out. Make sure you download some of her music and, you know, support everybody. We like to support everybody when we can and how we can. All right, we're going to keep it rolling here. Thank you, my sister.
All right, thank you.
All right, Tennessee and Ohio is representing tonight, Stevie G. All right, just to remind everybody, okay, I see a lot of people on the switchboard, so please, I know they tell you as soon as you call in, if you desire to speak with the host, please press option one. So I know, sometimes, you know, it's late at night, you might even not be thinking when you call in, but if you want to be heard, please select option one, because I definitely want to hear what you got to say tonight. I've seen his passion for tonight, and so whatever you bring to the table, bring it, because this is our third week of the Battle of the States. From Tennessee and Ohio, last week Michigan represented well, so I'm happy about that. But guys, please, if you want to be heard, select option one. But if you're just here to listen, I love you for that too. All right, CBD.
Yes, darling.
You got something you want to bring?
Yeah,
you
I can spend a little.
You want to share?
A little passion. And I'm representing Jersey, you heard me?
All right.
This piece is called Blessings North of Me. I've never been to the top, so I guess I'm at the side of my game. But that doesn't mean I stop climbing. I ain't got time to point my finger and blame someone or something, merely obstacles in my way. I keep it moving. The top is calling me. Taking short breaks. Can't have it all work and no play. Keeping my faith regardless the day of the week. Knowing I can't make it all by my lonesome, for he is my king and I the meek. Looking back is difficult and the fall deadly, so I concentrate on the north of me. Let's just say we'll call the south history. Actually, no time to look back for me. I just might lose my hat. And those who know me know what my hat means to me. Just to enlighten, though I haven't reached the top, the road some smooth, some rugged, but no matter the surface, the climbing won't stop. I'm a fair-skinned brother, but does that really matter? I'm still a nigger in the eyes of some, no matter how high I climb the ladder. Anyway, who is to say or not say when one reaches that height? It's my journey to heights I climb. God is standing in judgment, and he is my light. The higher I climb, the more tired my body gets. It's been an uphill struggle with each and every step, but I believe the top and I will be the perfect fit. The moral here is to never look back. It's what's ahead of you that counts, and the things behind you are lessons learned, and the things ahead, blessings, no doubt. And that's my piece.
Stevie J, Lord have mercy. Why don't you say that? All right, Stevie J. All right.
She's going to take us. Search now. Ooh, yes.
I guess CBG called if we're going to take a break at this moment. But we have so far Ohio, Tennessee, and Jersey representing. So when we come back from this brief intermission, we're going to come back and represent some more. How about that? And in the meantime, I know some of you guys are listening. I know you're ready to get on the mic, so I know you got some passion. Because that's poets, we exude passion. So without further ado, we're going to take this brief intermission, but let me remind you of the number really quickly. 917-932-8881, select option 1, and be heard. All right, CBD, I'm going to play a little music here, and I know how you like to do it.
Keep it old funky.
School. Huh?
I said, keep it funky.
CBG, you are something else. All right, well, I don't know how funky I can get with this, but I'm gonna go with Patty tonight.
Rehearse my life. Pleasures. I like to pamper myself, examine myself. I sensually describe myself a mocha chocolate delight, 5'6" in height, plump but pleasant to the sight. Eyebrows trimmed up, face naturally painted with MAC makeup, lipstick color, passion purple, brand wet and wild. Nails manicured French style. Hair twisted in the African twisted locks, skin glowing bronze with natural stuff, silky to the touch, oiled up. Body waxed in all the vital places, nicely trimmed up from my Jamaica, a brother can freely stuff. My G-spot stays hot around the clock, my lips stay wet and my Jamaica's dot. My nipples hard enough to shield bullets targeting my breasts. I must confess, essential pleasures are a symphony of chimes that enhances the mental orgasms in my mind. I want to make love all the time, but only with the man that's intended to be mine. The problem that keeps gravitating to me, brothers from all nationalities keep flocking to me, reciting poetry to me. They want to polish me up like the Red Wings do the Stanley Cup, holler at me wanting to break open my pinata, thinking that's what's up, nada. Brothers, let's talk real talk. I want to be free, no sexual prohibitions. Now I'm a member of the Player Coalition. I come with no false pretensions, sometimes accused of ambiguity, but this is my surety. My temple is maintained in purity, abstaining from pleasure sexually, successfully avoiding sexual disease. It's the sexual pleasures I want to seize, but only through true intimacy this can be achieved. So I'll wait, dwelling in the land of sensual pleasures, patiently waiting for the soul that can sensually bond with me, mentally arouse me, ignoring the random brother stretching out to me, eagerly gravitating to the one who captures the essence of me, whose spiritual soul connects to me, who's satisfied and partaking in the festivities of having and loving me, supping from me, glazing me, praising me, fucking me, that's what's up with me. Favor and blessings to the brother that ends up with me. Proceed carefully because you'll find yourself forever in love with me. And that's my peace, sensual pleasures. All right.
Girl, do your thing.
Suck your Stevie G. All right. Let me clap it up. All right. Let me show my old self some love. Thank you, Stevie G. Well, all right. I got Michigan in now. All right. Well, we got to keep this going, you guys, you know, because a lot of you have me read some of your pieces. I'm waiting for you guys to call in and just share them with us here on the Battle of the States. All right, we're going to keep it going here. I guess I will read another piece. I hate to do that. But it won't count. It'll recount once. Thank you, Gemini619. All right, so we are going to, I'm going to read another piece. This one's going in a different direction for passion. This one's entitled Passion of Life. This is just a simple one here. To say I want to be great is to say I live and I breathe passion. To go to sleep and see greatness as your reward is to paint the same strokes of color back and forth in the palette of passion. Whatever it may be, you must find the deepest hue of you, purple passion with a mix of cobalt blue. If passion drives you, let it rev up your engine. Let it be the very thing that moves you to race on the pavement of your passion. Let its success exude from moonlight, and let it be like the whisk of dawn with the wind. Let passion marry you to the creme de la creme of success, and let it be the aura in you and around you. As passion continues to be the thing that moves you toward the pot of gold at the rainbow's end, then I say, passion is you, and you are passion, and passion is your soulmate and your number one friend. Never underestimate the power of passion. Without passion, speech leaves you voiceless. Without passion, love has no meaning. Without passion, a portrait is invisible. Follow your passion and success will follow you. When you take up a mission with passion, there are no dreams too large. There are no inhibitions unimaginable, no frontiers beyond reach.
Follow your passion, and success will be the crown on your head and the shackles on your feet. Our passions are the winds that propel the vessels. Our reason is the pilot that steers our souls. Without the vessels, the winds will not move or blow. Without a pilot, she will not be lost. Follow your passion, and success will follow you. There is no end, and there is no beginning without passion. There is only the passion of life. Passion is the universal humanity. Passion is the genius of genius. So follow your passion, and success will follow you. That's my piece.
Ooh.
Passion of life.
You just bringing the house down tonight, ain't you?
It's time to see. All right, clap it up. All right. That was a different spin on passion. So you said you could bring passion any way you like to bring it. Okay. Let me start clapping it up for myself and let me. But, you know, I'm representing Michigan tonight, so I have to do my thing. All right. So we're going to take, I see some more people raising their hands, finally. So I just know you probably just have to clear your throat and get ready. So I'm going to just let you bring it on in. I'm going to take the very next caller. All right. Caller from the 513 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic G and Mr. Stevie G. What state you representing tonight, and who are we speaking with?
I'm representing Ohio. It's Romeo DiNatti.
Hey, Romeo, how are you? Another Ohio man tonight. All right. You raining? What you going to do for us?
So the theme is passion?
Yes, passion.
Okay.
I know you got that beat. You didn't even have no thing because you got passion.
Thank you. Shout out to Stevie G. I was getting it in, Poetic Energy, double time.
So, yo, how you doing tonight?
Same. Okay, a passionate piece. Okay.
Passion.
This piece is titled, It's Not That Complicated.
All right.
I ask that you lend me your ear, so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. You're more than just a pretty face. To me, you're the definition of a blessing. From the encouraging words that you say, to your phenomenal prophetic poetic poetry that I want to replay, your happiness and smile brightens my day. You make me want to say words that I wouldn't expect myself to say, and I think that's crazy. It must be in love like G and Baby B, like J and Beyonce, because I call you Bay B. So, baby, please excuse me for being on air, telling you how I feel for thee, but it's me being as real as I can be. Yes, 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 I want us to be we. I want you to be with me. I want to see you in my dreams. And after I wake, I open my eyes. I thank the Lord for shining the sun and for your beautiful presence laying next to me. The most wonderful presence next to the Holy Spirit is your essence. And it covers me. I will travel this earth to be with you. My thoughts are just the beginning of what I would do for you. While we build our royal anointed dynasty up 100 times 2. There couldn't be a more perfect two, save for Adam and Eve. But they were created by the hands of God so that I can see, so that leaves you and me. That single thought already has me smiling, because I found someone that would have been trapped on an island with. Her passion is my trip to paradise. A chocolate big booty chick with his might make it more nice. Maybe. But that's just a bonus, because all I need is you, so you're all I want. I said this twice before, I want to be the smell in your funk.
Oh, my goodness. Romeo, you are
That is just a... Are you there, Romeo?
I think he lost connection.
Oh. Oh. Oh, well, we're going to clap it up. You know what? When he comes, I want him to come back in there. We'll show him some love then. Romeo denied.
Dropped or something, but man, he brought it. He was on awesome.
Woo! I told you he has some passion. He always prepared with passion. but you know, we hope that Romeo calls back in and to finish his piece. We definitely going to make room for him on the floor some more. But we're going to keep it going, though, and take the very next caller. Caller from the 708 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. What state are you representing, and who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago in the house.
All right.
Chicago's in the house. You know why Chicago's in the house?
Why?
Because I'm in Chicago. I'm from New Jersey. And you in the house with...
Wow.
You in the house, too, because you in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it Chicago style. Go ahead, knock it down, girl.
All right, I got a poem called Liquid Passion.
All right.
I know it might get a little hot in here.
I got some ice here.
Okay, here it goes. I'm watching the drops of water drip down your body, wanting you, knowing I can't have you. You need to be preserved, even though I'm begging for your sweet-tasting nature. I long to taste you. You have me wanting to take a journey into your world. Your body sweating, taunting me. Your words get wedged through my ears while your colors change. You're calling me. My mind wonders how you taste. I want your sweat to tickle my taste buds and dance down my throat. The more I want you, the more your body tempts me. We have this fight every day. You keep provoking me to every drop of your gratifying, pleasure-filled body flows like a river down my throat. I don't want to miss a drop. Trying to taste this, I don't want to miss a drop. Tasting this guilty pleasure. Oh, how your cool, liquid nature, my pleasure, how your cool, liquid nature pleases my pleasure-depraved body. Your unique taste has me feeling for more. You make my body tense up to just the thought. I put you up to my lips, tempted to lick you. My eyes roll in the back of my head. I can't take it no more as my fingers dig into my thighs. I want you inside of me. The aurora of your candy-coated liquid has my body in a trance. I'm licking my lips, tasting each drop of your body going down. I'm going crazy, shaking. I want more to the very last drop of your metalless, intoxicating liquid, down to the very last desirable drop of Kool-Aid. And damn it, it was just... what I needed to make me feel sufficient. And that's that piece.
All right.
All right. Woo! You know what? She brought it on home. She, you know. Yeah, I'm going to flip it up on my sister. All right. First off, gotta say that, you know what, nobody may have known it, but you know, that little, it kind of fit, it turned into a moan. And it hit right into the flow of your feet. So, go all right now, girl. That's how you do. You still make it flow. You did your thing. I so appreciate you for that. I don't know if nobody else called it, but I did. You made that flow right into where you needed it to flow. And right into the passion of that piece. So I say you are representing Chicago well.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. You know what? We didn't get your name.
They call me Lady Exclusive.
Oh, it's Lady Exclusive.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we see you in the chat, Miss Lady. All right. How can people reach out and touch you if they want to connect with more of your words and your work?
They could catch me on Facebook. I have two, actually. It's Lady Exclusive Unwritten Lady Exclusive Unwritten on Facebook, or The Unwritten Truth. I could post both of those in the chat if you want me to.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We fellowship here, you know. So definitely put that information in there, and we definitely will catch up with you. We certainly appreciate you for coming through and sharing that piece in Chicago. All right. They owe you one.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. You're always welcome here on the Poetic Energy Network station. Stevie G, were you trying to say something over there to Miss Exclusive Lady?
Good job, homie.
Thank you.
All right. That was Miss Lady Exclusive, y'all, bringing it to the mic here on the Poetic Energy Network station. And this is our hour of the Thursday night open mic battle of the states, passion being the thing tonight. And definitely people are coming through and sharing some passion. All right, we got a little more time left here, so we're going to keep it rolling here. I'm really enjoying all the poets that's coming through and sharing their voice. Stevie G, you know what? You always so quiet over there, and I always feel like I'm just not letting you just jump in and do what you want to do. So,
you know, you're a woman. I let you do your thing, you know.
I want to hold the mic. We are both hosting the show.
You got a call on the line from the 256.
Oh, yeah, we do.
That's Mr. Wing Dog trying to get his piece in. He's in the
all
chat.
All right, Mr. Wing Dog. We got you. I need to bring my screen back up here. All right, we're going to let Wing Dog get in here. He did his thing last week. All right, caller from the 256 area code. You are on the air with Miss Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. I know you've been waiting for us, and you want to do your thing on the mic. Tell us what state you're representing.
Representing Alabama. That's what's up.
Alabama
up,
in the house?
Yeah, I am thoroughly enjoying the show. I was sitting there listening, and my mind was wrecked. I got three different pieces that I was trying to decide to choose from, and they want to go from raw to sensual to, you know, so I'm just going raw and hardcore. I'm just kind of just going to keep it light and mellow and sensual and sexy. So I'm going to do this piece called A Blissful Morning.
All right, we want it.
All right. Heaven is my sun, and you are my sunlight. And like a cool summer rain, you are my joyous teardrops, the source of my morning erection. Girl, I call you Dewdrop. For you are the reason I anticipate the dawn of sunrise. See, you put that sparkle in my smile. Your presence, your alluring aroma, your sweet fragrance smells so good. Light, exotic, warm, and ever pleasant. My favorite incense. You are my scented candle. My exclusive love goddess. See, your love is strong like the tide that pushes the sea's current and pushes, pulling me like a tugboat. Girl, you keep me afloat. I want to ride you like a giant wave. See, my heart is your ocean and you are my ship waiting to set sail. A natural aphrodisiac, sensuous, sexy, and invigorating. Your moist den is wide open, soft, and inviting. As I enter deep inside, my sex hibernate in your sex like a teddy bear. Barely exiting your shelf, I deposit my seeds into your secret garden, leaving your body shaking in an orgasm spasm. Satisfied, we both bask in the afterglow of your moonlight. Looking up in the vast Milky Way galaxy, you are my twinkling star in the night. Passionately falling and filling my mind with infinite thoughts of you, hoping you will always want more of me and I will always want more of you. Never wanting this moment of pleasure to leave, this beach of sin that we have made our temporary bed, only to wake hand in hand, your tender lips kisses my forehead. A gentle expression of your loving kindness, I earn to keep you totally satisfied and wonderfully happy. As we lay here and witness the dawn of another day, I look into your pretty eyes, and on this blissful morning, I am again reminded that you are the reason, girl, you are the reason. You are the reason that my son rises in porn.
Oh, my goodness, Lord. First, let me clap it up for your wings off. Caught up in your bliss for a moment. That was a divine piece. Very,
was
very
that passionate
nice.
Enough for you?
Yes. I feel like I got a special treat tonight. Very soothing, sensual, and passionate.
Okay,
that's
all right. What's up? So I satisfied did my duty and satisfied the theme. I don't ever know what the theme is until I come on. And I have to go in my portfolio looking and scrambling for something, you know. So maybe next time I know in advance, and I'll be very, very much more prepared. But anyway, I hope I hit the spot. Hope I knocked out some.
He said he hope he hit the spot. I think you did. Thank you, Wings. tell the people how to reach out and touch you.
Oh, if you may. Facebook. Just on Facebook, and it's Gary Malone, you know, just Athens, Alabama. That's why I don't have no site or anything like that, but you just, you know, reach out on, hit me up on Facebook. But I'm a friend
right.
of yours, so.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
I need to connect more. All right, we love you for coming on, brother, and sharing your voice here on the show. We certainly appreciate you always coming through, and you're certainly welcome anytime.
Thank you. That's what's up. And I thoroughly enjoyed the show. Y'all keep rocking the mic.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. That was Mr. Hi.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Mr. CBG.
Do I have time to speak? You got other people on the line.
Well, we do have people on the line, but they don't have their hands raised, though. So.
All right. Well, in that case, you know, I'm just thinking of the theme tonight, passion. And for a man, you know, I think nothing's more passionate to a man than his woman. You know, look at the things that you do for your woman. Look, you know, people say men's passion is money. You know, well, men's passion is money, but they take their money and they spend it on their passion for their women. You know, so since it's a passionate night, you know, I feel like
my woman should have this night, and my passion is writing about her right about now. So it's an old poem.
All right.
But it fits her, and I'm going to rock it for you. It's called She's Amazing.
All right.
All right. Rock them, CBG.
She's amazing, isn't she? How she laughs trying to hide her anger when you do one of the stupid things you do. How when you call her, she won't answer. Hold her hand back with the other hand just not to pick up your phone call. I just don't understand what makes her tick. But nevertheless, she's amazing, isn't she? When she calls you and you don't answer her call, and no matter what you were doing at that time, it had to involve some wrongdoing on your part, when actually you were on the phone ordering a dozen long-stem roses just for her being her. But in her eyes, it's just another one of your lies, until, of course, she receives the roses, then you're the sweetest, and she's amazing, isn't she? She loves you, and you know she does. And you love her, and she knows you do. But yet, you two play that tit-for-tat game. You don't contact her, and she doesn't contact you. And as usual, you have to break the ice and call because she won't. And she's sitting by the phone in stubborn mode, knowing she wants to hear your voice, but stuck in denial. Crazy, isn't she? But this woman, Lord, this woman, she's amazing, isn't she? I love this woman no matter how the tables turn. Even in all I expect her to do and know she will, I still come back for more and more of her craziness. It says you have to take the bitter with the sweet, but her bitter is sweet to taste. And love has shown me that no matter how love confronts you, let love do exactly what it does, and that's simply love. So when your woman acts like she's a little buggy, it's not buggy. It's just that she's amazing, isn't she? And that's my piece.
CBG! Yes! Turn her to her, CBG! I remember when you first did that poem. That is an amazing, sweet piece. All right, that was my co-host, y'all, bringing the peace. Love's in the air.
Oh, it's in the air.
It's everywhere.
It's going wrong. Someone's on the phone.
Got me going.
I got to take us out tonight. Don't forget.
Well, CBG, we only have a few more minutes, so you're going to take us out proper, if you will. Oh, wait a minute. Let me make sure that this other caller didn't want to, you know, say something again. Caller from the 216 area code, you are on the air with Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have coming back to the mic tonight?
This is Nate Dizzle.
What's up, Nate Dizzle?
What's going on, CBG? What's good? What's good?
Well, you got one more piece for us, brother?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
All right, let's rip.
All right, here we go. I don't have a title for this one. Tell me how you like it.
All right.
Shame on you because I couldn't see what you were trying to do. You had a job from the start and did what you could on your part. But like most women in Cleveland that get screwed over by bad choices of men, when they meet a good one, why must he pay? Because fucked up niggas treated you that way. So because obviously you ain't on my level, and instead of helping me, you grabbed a shovel and dug your own ditch, you low-life misfit. You are a block trying to fit in my circle. Bitch, do I look dumb? So like when a cell phone hits a dead zone and drops your call, time to switch carriers and remove all barriers. No need to hang around any longer. This one has made me stronger. You see, people betray what they want you to see. until they move in. Then the real person comes out. Shit hits the fan and you see what they're about. Saw your name was on the lease? Nah, had to remove. Because acting like you were down for me, I knew that was soon ceased. Rather lose 10 cents on a potential mate. This one was like being on the TV show Eliminate. Eliminate. Bitch, you just been eliminated. That is my piece.
Something, man. We're going to have to, we're gonna have to do a search. We're going to have to find somebody to love you, bro. Before you end up in prison because you're going to kill somebody.
Thank you. I'll be good to you. We'll be together. Yeah. See each other. Walk away in victory. Yeah. Oh, baby. Love and happiness.
Catch y'all next week. Good night.
All right. Good night.
Good night, Poetic E.
Good night, Mr. Stevie G. Until next time, I love the way you're bringing out the show. You got to do that more often.
I do it every weekend. I love music, so you know what, you know how it is with me.
Yes,
all right, baby. I'm getting ready to go and
right.
do my thing. You have a good night.
All right.
Y'all, thanks for coming out.
All right.